God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So a month ago, I and my dad, one morning, we had a meeting together, and I laughed, my dad laughed, my entire family laughed, because both of us were wearing essentially the same outfit, same trousers, same shirt, same shoes. They weren't exactly alike, of course, but they looked closely enough that it looked like we had intended to dress alike. Now, did we intend that? No, we did not. I'm sure my dad would try to avoid looking like me at all costs. But the fact is, we look quite a bit alike. Why is that? You know, a lot of times we think in a church, wow, these people are all the same. They all look exactly the same. And yet, if you look just under the surface, there is so much going on. There are so many different kinds of personalities. Are you like anyone else in this world? Are you just like everyone else in your church? The truth is, there's just enough difference for there to be a lot of contention in any given church. And yet, in Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, by inspiration, tells us that we're to be like-minded. In chapter 1, verse 27, he says, we're to stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. In chapter 2, verse 2, he continues this by saying, fulfill ye my joy, this will make me happy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So, one. We're to have one mind, one accord. We're to be in one accord. We're to have the same love, one of another. In short, we're to be like-minded. Well, how in the world do you do that? How do you, is this some kind of mandate imposing that we're all to look and think and act exactly the same way? We're to find some person in the church and they're to set the tone and we're to, you know, be a bunch of robots? Well, the answer is clearly no. But God does insist that we be like-minded. Now, how do you do that? Well, Philippians is a book about the mind. If you sometime just go through the book of Philippians and make all the notations of all the time the mind or like-minded or think is mentioned, it is definitely a governing theme throughout the entire book. But the way to be like-minded is to be like Christ. Verse 5 says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It goes on to say that Jesus is God in flesh. But he became a servant, took on the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death, to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now look, if God in a body would humble himself and become obedient to the Father, who am I to be arrogant, lifted up, disobedient, self-willed? No, I'm to be like-minded. And the only way to be like-minded with other believers is to be like Christ. Look, there is so much variety in any given church, more than you would think. And I would say I've noticed in the last couple of churches that I've been privileged to preach in just how many age groups and family sizes and kinds of people there are. A lot of variety. And yet, I've also noticed, thankfully, that the last couple of churches I've been in have, at least to the superficial looking of an outsider, they seem to be of like mind. How is that? Well, to be like-minded is to be like Christ. Now, we have two examples of men who were like-minded because they were like Christ. One is Timothy, and the other is a man named Epaphroditus. And in verse 19, Paul says, I want to send Timothy to you. He'll be a good help and good comfort to you. And in verse 25, he says, I supposed it necessary to send Epaphroditus to you. He calls him a brother, a companion, a fellow soldier, a messenger, a minister. He was all those things. And these were two men who I'm sure were very much different, but who were alike in one regard, and that is they were alike in the fact that they were like Christ. What do we mean by like Christ? We mean to have the same mind, the same spirit, the same attitude, to follow Christ. In verse 20, Paul says regarding Timothy, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Now, Timothy did. Timothy was like-minded with Paul. There's a difference between natural care and supernatural care. Naturally, I care only about myself. And even if I care about other people, it's only to the extent that they affect me. That's natural care. What God is wanting is not natural, it is supernatural. And Timothy was a man who was more concerned about others than he was about himself. That wasn't natural, that was supernatural. That was Christ. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But Timothy had proof that he was something different. He was a man who cared about others because he was like Christ. Epaphroditus. The Bible says that he had been sick nearly to death, but he was more concerned about the people in Philippi than he was about himself because, verse 30, for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. So for the work of Christ, for the cause of Christ, with the mind of Christ, not regarding his life. You know, the Bible says that Jesus, in verse 8, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death. And that is the example that Epaphroditus was following when he exhibited the attitude and heart he had towards these people in Philippi. So today, you're a unique creation. God has made you uniquely you. You are different. You have gifts, you have abilities, you have inclinations, which God has given you for a reason. But we are to be like-minded when it comes to the attitude, heart, and ethic we're to have in life. And to be like-minded is to be like Christ.